Taking the first step on a long hike does not necessarily mean you're a beginner hiker. It's just the beginning of that hike. So, starting afresh each sitting with the basics of meditation does not mean you're a beginner. So to begin here, first appreciating that this practice involves being in time, as if you have all the time in the world. That each thing that you're aware of, each thing we're aware, there's lots of time for it to be aware. There's no hurry. And so to maybe begin with feeling your body. Sensing your body. A global experience of the body. Whatever that way that's easy for you. Maybe relaxing outwards through the body so the body can maybe rest in the skin that holds it together. Aligning yourself with the body breathing. Gently knowing the experience of breathing. Knowing breathing as part of the whole body. Maybe with the breathing, go further in relaxing the body. Maybe there are micro muscles that can soften. there's any sense of well-being, contentment in the body or the mind, allow that to be here in the field of body-mind. And relaxing the mind. Perhaps you can quiet the thinking mind so it's quieter, maybe slower. Maybe softening around any mental strain or pressure, resistance. Softening with a attitude that it's okay. It's okay to be this way. Not contending anything, fighting anything. But letting there be a inner quieting, gentling. The mind doesn't have to move, it can be at rest. And if the mind moves, it's possible to know clearly this is a mind that's moving. It's possible to feel the movement in the mind as maybe as a kind of strain or tension or restlessness. knowing, sensing, seeing, being aware, whichever way you're present. Can it be with a offering lots of space for what is? Space and time. Each thing letting it be itself. Simple. Knowing without pushing. Knowing without resisting. When the mind is not tense or pushing, maybe awareness has the weight of space. Or is weightless as space. Awareness allows things to be like space allows or makes room for things to be. And perhaps the wanting mind begins to fade away. Any clinging we have, any stickiness we have, has room to be there, has time to be there, so it can fade, relax on its own. maybe staying close to that place where there's room for things to fade away. Where there's space and openness. And as things cease, maybe there's unobstructed seeing and knowing. As things cease, fade away, an unobstructed heart. allow whatever is in your mind to come to rest. Nothing to do, nothing to make, aware in such a way that there's lots of space, lots of room for things to come to rest. In their own time. allow the body to let go of itself. Allow the mind to let go of itself. at the center of all things, is freedom from wanting. Allow all things to come to rest in that freedom. And as the bell rings to end the sitting, whatever you need to think next, whatever you need to do next, if anything at all, there doesn't have to be any pressure. Near activation or restlessness, any tightening around the thoughts, around the impulses to do, to stand. Those things can arise without any weight. Without any stress, they can arise lightly without obstruction. And if no desire to stand occurs, or do anything different, don't do anything, just keep sitting. Sooner or later they will arise. A motivation. Let it arise peacefully. or do what you're going to do next peacefully. Aware of the space where there's no obstruction.